And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. Yeah, and that's how
terrible for today.
Yeah, this is not great.
Terrible for today. Love that, man.
Big D and Bubba,
dude, sounds like a sitcom. Let's go.
Yeah. Considering who our guest is today, it should have been a little bit more rocker.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week.
So, okay. So, Michael, they're on like a, it's AI, and it's just like a jukebox. Like, we don't know what's going to pop up the next week.
That was awesome, man.
You know. Michael Sweet from the rock group Striper is joining us.
Let's go!
We are huge fans of Striper, as are so many people. We got a new album that's coming out. In September, I was talking to the boys, to Garrett and Schaefer about. I go, man, remember in the movie, it was Pain and Gain in the movie Pain and Gain, Striper clip.
I never saw Pain and Gain.
What? No, I'm gonna do the best. So it's got Mark Wahlberg and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson in it.
Yep, and absolutely.
They're in this gun shop, and they're like, hey guys. All this stuff, just for the military or police or whatever.
Right.
And he goes, well, we're actually doing, and the guy has Striper stickers on the side of the cash register. And so The Rock goes, well, we're actually doing security work for the rock group Striper. And the guy's like, you are? And totally changes and starts singing
then,
a song.
Then becomes their bud.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Best friend.
It's pretty great.
They were supposed to actually sing a piece of one of our songs, but they didn't want to pay us, the fee.
Well, I was going to ask you why, because the guy kind of sings a made-up song.
Because they didn't want to pay us. And, it's just kind of the way it works out for us many times. And we kind of stuck to our guns, and they didn't use one of our songs. So there you go.
So over the years, when Bob and I first met back in the day, we found out that we both love Striper. And anytime we have a chance to have you guys on, we always jump at the case, opportunity. But I saw that it's called, in the press release, it was Striper, over 10 million albums sold worldwide, renowned for distinctive brand of heavenly metal.
Heavenly metal.
Of course.
Awesome. Heavenly metal. How have I never heard that before?
Man, look, heavenly metal. And then obviously people refer to us as a Christian rock band. And I've gone on record to say many times, and it offends some people, I don't mean to, but I don't like that term.
I like rock band that happens to be
rock
Christian.
Band that happens, exactly. Rock band that's comprised of Christians. That's a lot better to me. I always thought the term Christian rock was kind of a corny term, but maybe that's just me.
So many things that get a Christian tag on it are kind of goofy.
Well, Back in the day, it was way worse.
Oh, you remember when you watched on TV, on that one weird channel that would have TBN and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And they would have Saturday morning cartoons, and it was like someone with a hand on a sock. And it was just so bad.
This is what I'm saying. But when my toilet starts leaking and I need a plumber, I always go to the Christian plumber section.
That's right.
And I find one there.
That's right.
I mean, it's just carburetors kinda
for
silly,
Christ.
Right?
Also, Caton is in with us. Caton is a friend from Ole Miss with Carson.
Yeah.
And he's a huge
college friend.
He's a huge fan.
One of the first things I ever knew about him was what a fan of Striper he was.
So why are you guys not married? Caton said that. No, I'm going to throw this out there. Caton said, I'm going to marry this woman. Did you not say, I'm going to marry this woman?
I said when I heard her on the radio and listened, I thought, this is my soulmate.
I'm saying.
Yeah. And you know what happens? Yeah. They see you in person. No, I was actually dating one of his fraternity brothers.
That's true. I've forgotten actually.
Wow. I know, I did too. He is in the past. So, yeah, but no, Kate and I, that would even better that we've been friends for so many years. Yeah. And anything Striper, Michael Sweet, when he's been in the studio, I'm always sending the pictures and I'm like, we're having him in. And it's never worked out for you to be able to come. And so I'm so excited to get to have that moment such a fan. I appreciate you being such a good sport about it, and you guys too.
Of course. And I saw him last night. He was at the record release party.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Awesome.
Of course he was.
He said, I'll see you tomorrow. And it took me a second. I'm like, wait a minute. Tomorrow? Yeah. What are we doing? Are we going to the beach or something?
I'll be outside your hotel room.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, are you up?
Hey, Michael.
Wake up, Michael.
Do you guys remember when you did To Hell with the Devil? Do you remember that?
That was awesome.
It was so awesome. Yeah, that was awesome.
I think the thing that I always liked about Stryper is when I was listening to it growing up, it would be like, you know, everyone was listening to Led Zeppelin or AC/DC or all these other rock bands, and I was like, from just a musical standpoint, Stryper's better. It's better or just as good as whatever else you're listening to. It's just, I don't know.
Can I tell you, brother, what we were listening to at that time?
Same.
Led Zeppelin, AC/DC.
That's probably why it sounds so evident. Good. But see, I also grew up, I was kind of a weird mix. I listened to Petra. I listened to Sandy Patty.
Yeah. I didn't.
I had all that. I had the kind of the goofy stuff. But then I got to this. I was like, I'm doing cocaine.
There's a lot of great Christian music. I grew up, when I got saved, I was 12. And I joined the music worship band at church. And we played, one of my favorite bands was Sweet Comfort Band.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember them.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of the singer's name. Anyway,
it was like a pop Christian group.
They were like.
It sounds kind of hokey. Comfort Band.
Classic light rock.
Okay, all right.
But it was good, man, because I love classic rock.
Yeah,
Brian Duncan. I'm sorry, the last name. He's a legend. He was a singer, and they were phenomenal, and I loved them. But you know, I always gravitated towards certain Christian bands, the ones that were really cutting edge, like POD when they came out.
That's who opens our show every day.
I love them.
Yeah. The Boys from the South.
They're killers. Switchfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The bands that just really kind of step it up a notch. You know, that's what I'm drawn to.
Yeah, it's a and the fact that you guys have been. You continue to do it. Like Stryper is still putting out new music, and it's not a lot of times. It's kind of like you want to support your favorite band or whatever from, you know, maybe you have nostalgic reasons.
Oh yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes it gets like the artists don't get to the point where they can keep it up, and you're like,
I know,
I got it. But you Stryper does.
We try. We put blood, sweat, and tears into every project, and. We do our best to outdo the last.
Yeah.
And whether we pull that off or not, we try. And we're getting ready to go in January, and we're going to do 3 albums at once.
What?
Yeah. We're going to, and the reason why I suggested this to the label, we're all getting older, starting to have health complications and whatnot. So I figured, you know, get us while we still have what we have.
Yeah.
And it'll be consistent.
Yeah. I was going to ask about everybody's health because I know there's been a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. There has been. Oz has had issues. He's had 2 brain surgeries. He's doing fantastic, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Really well. And then I've had thyroid cancer. I had this side of my thyroid removed. They thought I was going to be fine. This side developed cancer. So right now they're just keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
If it grows, we'll approach that as we need to. You know, surgery maybe. It's much closer to my vocal nerve. So that's always the risk with that surgery is losing your voice.
You know, what a gift, though, because as a super fan of music, I tell people all the time, all I want for my bands is more music, that I want the catalog to keep going. I just want to consume everything you will give
100%.
Me.
I agree. And me as a writer, music is so much a part of my life. It's a blessing and a curse, because when I go to the market, I've told this story before, when I go to the market, my wife has a list. Go get these 10 things. I come back with like 3 things. Because I'm writing a song while I'm going through the aisles.
Yeah. Hey, Bubba, can you put my phone
on? It's crazy, but that's just the way my brain works.
I just got a text message from someone who is a, I don't know, bigger fan than we are, but equally.
Hey, hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Dude, we're on the podcast. Michael's here. He can hear you right now.
What's up, Mikey?
Oh, man.
Larry the Cable Guy, everybody.
Dude, what's happening, brother?
Good Lord, they got one of the best. Gum rock and rollers on the planet.
No, I know, right? Hey, you had the same question I had about the documentary, when it's coming out.
You know what?
Yeah, when is that coming out? I was fabulous in that thing.
I've got good news. Encouraging news. It's coming out in 22 years.
All right. I can't wait. I'll be 87.
No, brother. It's coming out. We're working hard. We're trying to make it the best that it can be. We don't want to compromise anything. So we've got a few more interviews to do. It's in editing now.
How many more interviews do you need? You have us and Larry the Cable Guy. I mean, wrap this sucker up. Put a logo on it.
Exactly.
And ship it.
I know. I get it. But I'm going to say maybe next year. It should be coming out the latter part of next year, but it could be the early part of the following year. But it's coming. And when it does come, you guys are going to love
it. Hey, Dan, I don't think we've ever asked, how did you get into Striper?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, they used to come down to Night of Joy in Orlando. And, you know, I was a hairband metal fan. And they used to come down to Night of Joy. And I got a hold of one of their CDs. When was your first time at Night of Joy, Mike?
I want to say that was like 86, maybe.
I think you were there in 85.
Okay. It might have been 85. You might be right.
Yeah.
Drunk sounding Atlantic cable asking him and then correcting him. It's the best. The best.
No, we'll go with 85.
But I already had like White Cross and bands like that.
Tourniquet.
And you know what's really funny? I had one of them cassette carry cases.
Yeah.
One half was all, you know, White Snake and Poison and, you know, just all my rock and roll, all my other rock and roll. And then the whole other side, I had like 90 CDs of all Christian hard rock.
That's crazy.
And,
yeah, I love it.
Somebody stole that thing out of my car, and all they stole was all my Christian hard rock.
So there's a lot of people out there that are saved now because they heard all those songs.
Yeah, they stole that, but no, somebody gave me a tape. I'm like, dude, these guys are freaking unbelievable. And you came to Night of Joy like three or four times. I never got to go see it, Night of Joy. But, man, I had every single song. Striper was my all-time greatest air guitar and stuff because I knew every single lick on the tennis racket.
Mm-hmm.
And I could play every single lick. I could do all Mike's lines. And so, no, I was just, that's when I became a huge Striper fan. I've been following them ever since. And then I finally met Mike up in, where was it, my New Hampshire?
Yep, New Hampshire. And that was a few years back.
Yeah, because like the guy working at the place I was working knew you, called you.
Yep.
I left you a message, and then you called back. So I talked to you for a second, and then the first time I ever ran into him, I was doing the Tonight Show, and I think you were doing a show at the Troubadour or something.
I think at the Whiskey.
At the Whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, you guys want to meet for to go get something to eat? So we all met out at Dan Tana's.
And you remember this. I don't know if you do, but you were trying to get a hold of Billy Bob Thornton. And we were invited over. And I passed on going to Billy Bob's house because I was too tired.
Yeah.
What a wimp, right?
I ended up not going either. He did give his number, but I ended up not going either. I myself remember we're the same age, so I was tired too. but that was like one of the thrills of my life. And honestly, it's the first time I ever saw you live. Was at the 30-year reunion up in Omaha, the 30-year reunion of Hell with the Devil.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Well, they got a new album coming out called Throne of Thorns. You need to check it out.
And we're not talking about a toilet.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, no, Mike knows, man. He knows I'm a huge fan. I got all their stuff. But I was really, by the way, Mike, I was really happy that I got asked to be in your documentary.
Oh, buddy, come on, man.
I was happy to talk about it.
You were probably the first guy we thought of. It said he's got to be in there. So thank you for doing that. What an honor. Hey, incredible.
Well, you made loving Jesus pretty cool.
Oh man.
That's awesome.
That's a great tattoo. I'm like that.
Hey, that is a good tattoo. Maybe I'll get a shirt like that.
Larry, okay, Jesus. This week we lost Dolly Parton, and there's been a big thing going around on the internet where she stole one of your jokes, Larry. Some drunk guy in the crowd goes,
"Wait, you mean wait in a truck?"
Yes, is that true?
That joke's been around since. That's a joke you throw it as a heckle line. That joke's been around since 1955.
Okay.
I don't know the
so
story.
So she stole from you, she stole from somebody else.
That's what we
no,
say.
No, that's like a standard heckle line that I think's been used by 9,000 people. I just happened to do it that night, and so amazing. It's not really.
Also, I can't believe that we lost Dolly Parton. God, that's crazy.
How crazy.
Don't you
is
think
that?
It's
it really is. You know, the greatest joke I ever wrote, by the way, was when I was doing Jeff Foxworthy's Country Countdown, and Emerson, remember that group Emerson Drive?
Emerson Drive.
Mm-hmm. So Emerson Drive was going out with Dolly Parton, I guess, for a couple of shows. They were a new band. And I go, Jeff, Emerson Drive is so happy they get to open for Dolly Parton for the first leg of the tour. They've changed their name to Emerson Biggins. That was the best joke. That was my best joke I ever wrote.
One thing I just want to say about Dolly. We grew up on Dolly as well. We used to watch the Porter Wagoner show and became big fans of Dolly. But the thing that about her that always resonated with me and left a mark on me was her spirit and how she was. She loved everybody, and she was not judgmental. She accepted everyone, and I thought that was amazing. And there aren't very many people on earth like that. She was one of them, and she had a deep faith. So I know where she is. I think we all know where she is, and I think we'll see her again, and God bless her, man.
Yeah,
God bless her.
For sure.
Yeah, me too. And you know, she did. She does something that's really hard not to do. She did not do any kind of politics at all. Yep. And, you know, you get in a certain position, people think they're going to change the world with their politics. And then, you know, she was one of the smart ones, because when you start doing, after a while, you realize to yourself, you're never going to change anybody's mind with the way you think.
Nope.
And all you and the people that like you and believe the same way you do will always like you. So you really don't do anything except make yourself a public target.
That's right.
So you might as well just stay away from it, because you never change anybody's mind. There's not one celebrity has ever changed my mind about anything.
100%.
All right.
Yeah, so you know what? I wish I'd learned that early on. later on, the last 10 years I've been better. But I mean,
I think you're fine.
I agree with you, man.
I agree with you 100%.
You get a little fame and fortune, and all of a sudden you're an expert in foreign policy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Emerson Biggins is a. Emerson Biggins is going to be my fake band name, I think, now.
I'm going to check in the hotels with that.
Dude, hey, if you can make an Emerson Biggins, like an old school, like retro looking 90s, early 2000s look concert tee, I'd wear that. Emerson Biggins.
Emerson
Biggins,
absolutely.
Two nights only.
Man, well, that's cool. You're down there, Michael. Two big nights.
Two big nights.
Now, tonight in the Twin Cities.
Well, you know why you could do those jokes? Because Dolly did them jokes herself.
That's right. Yeah. Gosh, so such a good sense of humor.
So
is the best.
Larry, Dan.
Well, that's cool. You got Michael down there. That's awesome. Striper is the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
Let's go.
Greatest metal hair band of all time.
Yep.
Dude, you're too kind, but you're giving me good advice. You're basically telling me don't get political, right? That's what you're saying.
Well, everybody's got their view, but you know, I don't get political.
Okay. All right, man.
Just take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
I mean, you know what I mean. I mean,
don't go John Richin' it on it. That's what he's saying.
I'm just saying you can do whatever you want. People can do whatever they want. If you want to get political, get political.
All I'm saying is
if you get political, just remember you're not changing that. Nobody's mind has ever been changed by that at all. The only, you know, you're just gonna the people that think the way you think have already your fans are already already think that way anyway.
You're a smart man.
Well, as Howard Stern says, well, like we said, everything that needs to be said.
We've said it all.
Said it all.
Everything's been said.
Larry,
anything else, Robin?
Yeah.
Here's what I have noticed. Life is way too short. We are, compared to an eternity, we're a drop in the water. So, you know what? be kind, be happy, love people like we're supposed to, and make it count.
Exactly, man. And that's, we don't think about eternity so often, and that's all that matters, because we're all going to step into eternity.
Yeah.
And it's really all that matters, because that's forever, man. You think about that when you really think about eternity. That's a scary thought, especially if you're going somewhere else. I mean, and I think we get so caught up in our little small worlds here on Earth that go by so quickly. I mean, I'm 63 years old. It feels like the last 40 years have been 5 years. It's just crazy how fast the time passes. Yeah.
Well, it's because also whenever you're little, time, a year to a 12-year-old is a 12th of their life. Yeah. A year to somebody 60 years old is just a tiny fraction.
Exactly.
We got to let you go, Michael. Michael's got to get out of here. He's got to go, I want to do something.
Do rock star stuff.
He's got to go rock.
What do you think I got to do? I was already doing something. You called me.
He's the best.
Well, you answered, man. Yeah, God bless you, brother.
Yeah, God bless you.
I love you, man.
All right, we'll see you then.
I knew you were there. Mikey, love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
See you, boy. Dude, thank you for coming in. We're obviously huge fans and love you as a friend, so thank you.
You guys are too kind, man. And to go against the grain and have me on a country show, that's like, that's brave.
It's lifestyle. It's nothing brave about it.
Well, it is. Yeah, it
this
is.
Isn't brave. Brave is getting an Apache
thank
and shooting things.
Thank you for your things. Service, Big D.
I wonder if we get 10% off at Denny's.
I do now. I'm a senior citizen.
Hit that line, Bubba. Michael Sweet, everyone, from the group Striper. Thank you. And Caton, thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you guys. This was fun.
But now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Jeez, it's over, y'all.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.